Hey man, I got an idea for a snack.
Oh yeah?
Well, you know how everybody's always wanted to eat a grub?
I do not know that.
Well, kids definitely do. We know that for sure. So we'll market exclusively to them. So what if we injected a fruit snack with a kind of sweetened vegetable oil that tastes even less like fruit than the fruit snack does? Yeah, we stuff it into an old fruit snack, and when you bite on it, it kind of pops in your mouth. You know, we really want to recreate that larva explosion experience.
I can feel it in my mouth.
Now, keep in mind, since these will not be remotely associated in any real way with actual fruit, we're going to have to use, like, generic flavor terms, like berry and tropical, you know, things nobody can check on.
Tropical?
Yeah, I'm aware that also describes like a poison dart frog, but again, nobody's gonna look it up.
Are they at least gonna taste good?
God, no. But again, we're selling a conceptual experience more than a sensual one. For our ad campaign, we want to emphasize the idea that if a child eats one of these snacks, their head will turn into a bloated produce abomination.
Why will we do that?
We want kids to get a real sense of body horror about getting a banana face. We're shooting for a Cronenberry vibe, if you will. Like Kafka's metamorphosis for people who know what Captain Caveman is. And don't use the good kind of fruit snack stuff, you know, that's kind of squishy and dissolves. We want the kind that kind of turns into a plaster. Just a kind of gummy glue. Say you spend the next 5 minutes doing this move.
Ah.
That's what I want.
You need to stop.
I hate kids. My friends and family keep telling me to find a healthier way to deal with my sociopathy, but I refuse. And we're calling them gushers.
Can you get away with that?
We'll see.